Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 2nd and the whole week ahead. Well, what a week ahead this could be with Mars and Uranus linked so profoundly. Sparks will fly, but in a very passionate way. And that's the one word that soars through your stars now. Passion. Passion about a person, a profession. In fact, anything you do, if there is passion there, it's going to be fabulous. And here's your Sunday stars. Mercury is linked to Mars today. Certainly needs you to be on your toes when it comes to cash matters. Now, something that occurred during July or August maybe didn't get sorted out. Well, now's your chance to start to look into the realms of money and finance, especially your own. Don't be neglectful. Don't be oblivious to those things which need sorting out, and the sooner you can, the better. Here's your Monday stars. When the moon moves into Aquarius, then you need to deal with those very intimate and private matters in your life. And these stars are good. They certainly will enable you to look at those things that need to be sorted out where red tape or authority is concerned. And when it comes to shared money matters or anything financial where authority is linked, then this is a good time to know where you stand or even find out what you've been missing. And here's your Tuesday stars. Be so careful now. There's a full moon tomorrow and Sun opposes Neptune, and you've got to be so aware that when it comes to being gullible and impressionable, you are absolutely to the forefront. Someone is so plausible that they talk with forked tongue. There's so much deception around over the next couple of weeks, and you need to be so aware that some people are really not all they seem. Here's your Wednesday stars. The full moon in Pisces, well, it's not too bad, but at the same time with that Sun opposition Neptune yesterday, be aware that everything could be just a wolf in sheep's clothing. People, situations. You do need to strip away what appears to be gorgeous, because beneath the veneer you'll get to the truth. And I don't want you to get into a situation where you're taken for a ride and you've allowed it to happen. Here's your Thursday stars. Now, earlier in the week, Mars moved into Virgo, which in many ways is good for you and perhaps is the only grain of truth in the current setup of stars around you. What it enables you to do is strip away the fantasy fact, the untruths, the fakeness. And that's what you need to do now, is sort out the wheat from the chaff. There's a lot of fake people around and there's a lot of genuine people around. Now is your chance and opportunity to sort out which is which. Here's your Friday stars. There's a much more honest energy to your stars now, which is good. I think it comes courtesy of Mars and the moon being in Aries more than anything. But that's what these stars are all about, I think, because I'm not sure. And that's what you are. You know what they say, if you're not sure of something or someone, then don't do it or don't be connected to them or taken in.
Get your free natal horoscope report at russellgrant.com to discover the planetary positions at your exact time of birth. See you next week.